The plant's new life is as a logistics center. Can you give people kind of a quick thumbnail sketch of exactly what a logistics center is?
Oh, well, it's a place where that companies use to distribute goods that have been bought online. E-commerce is a rapidly growing sector, and if you order any kind of items from companies like Amazon or FedEx or UPS, then those places then those goods will come from a center. They'll be the goods will be delivered to a place such as that that's being that's about to take place on Boxwood Road, and will be distributed to the customers from there. And the essential reason for this, for the big growth in demand for these places, is that there's increasing demand for same day delivery.
So in a lot of ways, it's just a hub for all these kind of delivery services.
Yes, that's right.
Do you have a sense what the logistics center at Boxwood Road would look like?
Yes, well, the developer, which is Newport-based Harvey Hanna Associates, says there's going to be four buildings. They're going to be dividable. They're going to cover approximately the same area that the existing auto plant covers, which is 3 million square feet. The buildings are going to be built to the specifications that are required by logistics companies. That is, they're going to have high ceilings of about 40 feet, and then there'll be a lot of access for inbound and outbound trucks.
So why does this site set up so well for this type of logistics center?
Well, I think the answer, Tom, is simply the old real estate adage of location, location, location. What the developer says is the site is around about 2 miles from I-95. It has rail links with the Port of Wilmington, which, of course, is in the process of it's about to be upgraded with a multi-million-dollar investment for more containers. And the essential point is that it's is that Boxwood Road is at the heart of the very populous northeast market. And so, what the developer says is that it's within an 8-hour drive of around 50 million people. And that will be very appealing to logistics companies that want to be able to deliver items to their customers on the same day that they're ordered.
So after the GM plant closed, and for much of the time since, efforts at Boxwood Road are really focused on bringing another auto manufacturer in. We know Fisker's plan to take over failed when it went bankrupt, but why not keep pursuing that path, finding a new auto manufacturer, or at the very least maybe trying to repurpose some of those auto manufacturing buildings to another purpose rather than just completely demolishing the site?
Well, what they found, Tom, is that the building turned out to be completely unsuitable for modern manufacturers and particularly any auto industry manufacturers. The developer's original plan was to repurpose the site for the manufacturing industry, and they spent about a year marketing the plant to manufacturers, and after that point, and concluded that there simply wasn't enough interest. And one of the reasons for that is that most of the equipment within the factory that might have been reused by modern manufacturers, most of that equipment had been removed, and then what remained was obsolete. So then they focused their efforts on the logistics industry, but it turned out that the plant was actually obsolete for that industry as well. And the reason for that is that the ceiling heights were too low, that the grid pattern inside the plant with the columns were too close together. And so they decided that really the only future for it was to demolish it, completely raise it to the slab and start again.
So what's the timeline for this project? How long until we start seeing the new Boxwood Road?
Well, the demolition is due to begin within the next month. The developer says that they're hoping to break ground on the first of the four new buildings at some point in spring of 2019. Their plan is to complete the entire project within 9 years.
Are there any expectations at this juncture for what this all will mean to the economy in Delaware in terms of jobs, taxes, and those type of things?
Well, indeed. the developer had an economic study done by the eConsult group, and what that found was that the project would generate about 2,100 permanent jobs in fields like logistics and technology and engineering. They estimated that there'd be a combined economic impact of about $280 million a year, and that it would also generate about $7.5 million a year in state and local taxes. During construction, they're saying the project's going to generate about 160 jobs and about $6.8 million a year in taxes.
And while that's good news looking forward, this is truly kind of the end of an era, isn't it? There's a lot of history on this site that's now just going to go away.
Well, yes, and that became clear to me when I had a conversation with a gentleman called Stan Kaminsky, and he is a former assembly line worker who worked in the plant for 32 years until he retired in 2003. And he told me that it's very hard for him to see the removal of this building where, you know, he had several decades of what he said was very happy employment. He was well paid. He got good benefits. And very importantly, he made a lot of lifelong friends. He witnessed the final car coming off the assembly line. And he's actually chronicled the whole process. He's in the process of writing a book. And he's actually received permission to photograph the demolition, and now you know he said that he finds this all quite an emotional experience because it's obviously been an important part of his life, but he recognizes in the end that it's better to reuse the site and provide employment and economic gain for the local area than to see this plant just sitting empty as it has been for the last 9 years.